welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast, and I am actually really excited because our guests today are internet famous and they're librarians. So tell our listeners who you are, what library you work for, and then we'll talk about TikTok.
Okay, I am Stephanie. And I am from Paoli Library. We are a branch library, so it's the two different township libraries. And my awesome other librarian is from our bigger branch, and we work together on TikTok
as well. Hi, I'm Kate. I have been with the libraries for over 10 years now. I actually was very lucky to hire Miss Stephanie for the reference department at my library before she became our youth services librarian at our branch. And we've just always really clicked, and we found that we think we're funny together.
I think when we first spoke to you, you were talking about Stephanie be like, you know, like who's like the funniest librarian on TikTok.
It's Stephanie. Stephanie is the funniest librarian on TikTok. She has been our face of funny, which is how we became viral. Actually, I'll let you talk about it, Stephanie.
So our biggest flex in terms of TikTok is that we started a series during National Libraries Week called Library Facts, and it's based off and it's inspired by an account called Comedy for the Internet. They do animal facts, and none of the animal facts are true, but they sound true when you're first listening to them. We just thought that was so funny that we wanted to transfer that over to libraries. And so that's how we started our first Library Facts, and it blew up. We were floored at the response by it. Today I think I'm posting our 10th volume of Library Facts on our TikTok.
And so our TikTok account actually started, I started it last year around National Libraries Week. We were very lucky. We went viral on YouTube. We call it viral. We had about 25,000 views on YouTube last year with a little parody song that I wrote. And so we were already feeling pretty proud of that. And then it really happened that I went to a webinar that was all about how nonprofits can use TikTok to benefit themselves and to, you know, get their message out there and all these things. So I went to a staff meeting and I said, guys, we really need to be on the forefront of TikTok right now. And at that point, I think I had posted maybe 5 videos that had, you know, 10, 15 views. We had, I think at that point we had about 60 followers, and I was quite proud of that. But Stephanie and I sat down and we talked about what could we do to really engage with our followers. And she said, let's do Library Facts. And as she said, it blew up, and we could not stop watching TikTok for that first 24 hours of the first Library Facts going viral. We were floored.
They are so funny. And recently, Syosset Library started our TikTok account. And it's not something, I think, when you become a librarian, even though, as Stephanie has said, you get a cardigan when you leave, you know, when you graduate. And then you accumulate cardigans. You know how like some places they give you like a pin for a certain amount of years, you get a cardigan. That's yeah. A library fact, right?
Absolutely.
And anybody who's listening to this who works in a library knows that this is 100% shop talk. This is true. Really, when I went to school for library science, the idea of using the internet for entertainment and in a way to engage with the community was just sort of non-existent. I graduated in 2002, 2003, And we were talking about pathfinders and just little things here and there, but the idea of going viral didn't exist. YouTube didn't exist. TikTok certainly didn't exist, nor did any of the social media platforms that we all live on now. So I know some people, it takes sort of like convincing to ease them into why we should be jumping on the next viral train or the next platform. Did you find that that was difficult?
Well, when I started on the reference desk, back when Kate hired me, Facebook was the thing that we were doing. So I started doing Facebook posts and sort of theming it. And now that has all evolved into Instagram and now it's TikTok. And when Kate first brought it up, I was like, I'm too old. Too old for TikTok. I don't like, I can't manage another platform. Cause like I can do Facebook and Instagram. I don't do Twitter. That's not a thing for me, but like, I know a lot of people love it and I've just never been able to get on the wagon for it. But once we sat down for that National Libraries Week chat to like figure out how we wanted to use TikTok to celebrate, that really like opened it up. We were like, this is really fun. It's a really great way to be creative for the public, not just for your own community, for all communities, to share book recommendations, either directly where you're like, here's books on a theme, or indirectly where on a lot of my videos, I might be doing, you know, just sitting talking about a book, but whatever book I'm reading, I put up what it is and a little description about it, so that maybe somebody might be interested in reading it because they saw that I had it in my hands. So I think the transition, now that's all I really want to do. And then I discovered Reels and I was like, why is Reels only 30 seconds when TikTok gives you up a minute or even up to 3 minutes?
Yeah, that's new. That's new, right? I just saw that.
Yeah, we actually were contacted because we had enough followers that we could have this, that we were like almost like beta for the 3 minutes. And I was immediately like, we don't want 3 minutes. People don't watch a full minute of anything. They want about 20 seconds, especially from a nonprofit. But to kind of jump off of what Stephanie was saying, you know, we actually, our programming staff, I guess would be the right phrase for it. Like we had a meeting when I brought up this webinar that I had attended. It wasn't just Stephanie and I, we had five people in that meeting. And one of them flat out said, I will not do another platform. So Stephanie knows that I am more than happy to be an idiot on the internet. And thankfully she and I share just a silly sense of humor and we write really well together. We think we do anyway. That cardigan line about graduate school is, I think, the best thing I've ever written. But Stephanie and I, we did a Schitt's Creek little parody during that National Library Week. And Ooh. We wrote a line that still makes us laugh, that we claim is the funniest line we've ever written together. So yeah, it just kind of really worked out that we ended up being the people who cared about it and wanted to share that librarians can be fun. We can be silly. We don't have to, and I'm a reference librarian. I'm the head of our reference and technology department. And I think a lot of people expect that means I'm going to be a stereotypical librarian where I'm super serious and I'm like reference books, business searches. And I want to be fun. And we've really gotten this opportunity with TikTok to explore, like Stephanie said, meeting people outside of our community and still having a good time and still hopefully giving good information.
I love that you talk about meeting people outside of the community. As somebody who does outreach and engagement, meeting people where they are is the word that everybody will say. That's really become what it is. However, especially in the pandemic, people weren't anywhere. People were in their house. And I think that it was an opportunity for libraries and nonprofits alike to pull from their staff who are creative and who aren't embarrassed being idiots on the internet. Being a children's librarian in the past, you pretty much have to be an exaggerated version of yourself if you're engaging with children. But as people go on, I think we're kind of realizing using humor to market anything is really helpful. And also viral things. I mean, I remember a few, it feels like years ago that there was like that Peloton commercial with that woman who seemed like she was like her boyfriend or her husband got her a Peloton, and it was almost like dystopian. Like she was attached to the Peloton, and Ryan Reynolds hired her for one of his commercials for his liquor brand, where basically she's like debriefing with her friend, and it never really said that it was her, but it implied that it was the same person. And it was indirectly about the cocktail she was drinking, which was Ryan Reynolds' brand, but it was so funny and so quick that everybody was talking about it. And I love that libraries are jumping on that train, that libraries are subverting what we think people think about us. And when I started watching TikTok, you were the first people who came up. You were so funny. And when
we talk
about it here, we're like, we have to be funny. Like, that's what people on TikTok are going to remember, funny.
Well, and that's actually a really good point, because you know, during April, which is when National Library Month happens, it was also National Poetry Month. And I was doing through our YouTube channel, because that is the one thing that's a little tough, is you still have to reach all these different communities. You have to use all these different platforms. I was also doing poetry readings through our TikTok, and they were fun, but they certainly weren't getting the kind of numbers our really funny stuff was getting. So and I guess it's kind of a pat on the back for us, Stephanie and I think we have a pretty decent sense of humor. So we were just having so much fun together. And it also helps that we are good colleagues and we're good friends. So we can sit down and say, what dumb thing can we do to make other people laugh today? And we also know that if we're making each other laugh, it's a good start.
With that National Poetry Month thing and Kate doing the poetry readings, we really liked having something that went up every day, so that if we couldn't do any of the other funny content that we could do, we had something that was going to be, because that's one thing about TikTok is that the more you post, the more often you post, the more views you're going to get, the more likely it is to hit the For You page. So after that, we were like, well, what's our next month theme going to be? Let's pick a theme, something that we can do every day that that isn't too much, and then we can have our other content either posted the same day or another day.
So in May, actually, and this was kind of a good idea that I think that we were pretty proud of, we were back and forth about the different things we could do, and we actually dipped into something that worked well for us in Instagram like 2 years ago. We wrote, I had all of our staff write literary personal ads that I did as photos, and we did like a guessing game. And I said, well, why can't we just turn this into something we can do on TikTok? And that went pretty well. And then our dad jokes, we did dad jokes in June for Father's Day, and we recorded them all in one day. And we had our staff in stitches because we were just running around the library setting up different things to tell these dad jokes. And then this month we're doing emoji book titles. And we do have to sit down and really talk about how it's going to work best with our viewership. You know, we want to ask for some participation, but not everybody wants to comment. Not everybody wants to participate. So this month we actually did a game for each other, but Stephanie, who is so brilliant, realized that as soon as it pops up, we post pause here if you want to guess, but we've had each other guess. And again, we did it all in one day. So it gets very silly as the month goes on, but it's just a nice way for us to know that there's going to be content that can go live every day. And then also we've gotten to meet really great other library accounts like you guys at Syosset. So we were really thrilled. We've been really thrilled with the response we've gotten from people. We've actually had people who were like, I don't read. How did I get to library TikTok? And I love library TikTok.
Have you all gotten a good response from people in the community? Has anybody been like, you're my librarian and you're on TikTok?
Well, I'm going to tell the story. Sorry, Stephanie, you don't get to tell it. It's my favorite. Stephanie's branch is actually connected to a bank. And so there's like a long hallway between the bank and the library. And apparently somebody was walking down the bank hallway, saw Stephanie and went, that's the librarian who tells the funny jokes. So we have been thrilled with the response, especially since Stephanie is more our face, people, when they see her, they lose their minds.
Yeah, we had one person that follows us, and she's lovely. She was like, I live here. Is that like really close to you guys? So I'm like waiting for her to come by and say hi, because I think that would be super fun. But I think it's really cool. With the library account, we do follow a lot of other libraries, and it's so fun to see what other people in the field are doing with their TikTok account, like, and riffing off each other, because there's with the sound, there's only so much you could do necessarily. So like, we might all have a little bit of the same content, but it's still funny and it's still unique no matter who's doing it. I post some of our shorter ones to Reels, more of our community sees them that way through Instagram than they do through TikTok. But I don't care how they're seeing it. They're still seeing the content. And so, yeah, I had one mom that came into the library, and I actually had been filling, we were doing book bundle, we've been doing book bundle requests. So if you want the librarian to help you pick out, to fill out the form. So I've been doing this for months for her, and I heard she was in the building and I wanted to introduce myself because we've been emailing. And as soon as she saw me, she dead stopped and was like, I see you on Instagram. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited that you do. It's so nice to meet you. I'm Stephanie. And she goes, Miss Stephanie? Like, cause she and I have been emailing. She didn't know that Miss Stephanie on Instagram was me. She had connected it that we'd all been together. So it was so funny. She was so excited. And I actually just got to meet her little boy. She brought him into the library this weekend too, that I've been picking the books for. So it was so fun.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I think there's so much and so many misconceptions still about libraries and librarians and what we do. And we're one thing that I've really grown to love about the field and about librarians is that we're willing to evolve. And I think that is what keeps us going, you know, and relevant, because you can always go back and look at, you know, decades of people saying, you know, making decisions, well, this doesn't belong in a library, but then there's, you know, well, why not? Why wouldn't it be part of a library? You know, like we're always willing to open up new doors, to connect with people and to welcome people in. And this is just, it's so much fun. And I love that you mentioned being feeling like you're too old for TikTok, because when I first started talking about it with some of my coworkers, or when we all first started talking about possibly opening up a TikTok account, we're looking at it and we're like, I mean, like there's teenagers and there's dances, and I can't dance, you know, I'm not a teenager, but the trends seem to follow. It seems like very few platforms remain a certain age group as that it originally was. Like Facebook was originally the Facebook, which was supposed to replace the freshman Facebook you got when you started college.
And right, it was all for college kids.
It was all for college.
You could only sign up if you had a college email.
Yeah. And Jessica, like to piggyback off of that. Yeah. We can't dance. Well, I can't dance. Stephanie can dance.
I saw your dances, princesses. You're better dancing. You're better dancer than me.
We, you know, and again, it really ties to having the personality where you're willing to do something bad to make somebody laugh. But kind of tying to what you were saying about our profession, I mean, more than anything, what I love about libraries and librarians especially is I cannot think of another profession. And Stephanie's heard me say this a million times because I've said this in leadership programs that I've helped run, that our profession more than any other genuinely wants to see everyone else succeed. So like Stephanie said, we don't care if somebody uses a sound we used or does a style that we've already done. We just want to see people have fun and be successful and really get to enjoy things. And we have a, like, and I still, what a cheap thrill it is when I'm on my regular TikTok account, like my personal one, and I hear my voice as I'm swiping because a library chose my How to Tell You're a Librarian, put a finger down edition. And I hear my voice and I'm like, ooh, who's that? Oh, it's me.
That's you?
That's me.
That's you? I was wondering, because I was wondering where that audio came from, because I've heard it over and over again on other libraries that I follow. And I was like, what is this? Is this a soundtrack? Where can I find this? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was me. Again, it was one of those things where we were like, let's see if we can get other libraries to use our sounds. So we decided, we sit down and we made a joke about, and of course I threw in the Rachel Weisz line from The Mummy, if you quote Rachel Weisz. And yeah, every now and then I come across and I hear my own voice, and I just, it's so much fun to see other people enjoying it and using it. And it really, and again, it doesn't matter to me that nobody knows it's me. I know. And it's just, it's been really delightful.
And I quote Rachel Weisz all the time.
Oh, we all do. We all do. And it was Stephanie who was like, overdue books. And I was like, I have no overdue books. She's like, other librarians do. I guarantee it.
I do. I have like 12.
I have fines.
Yeah. I broke my leg a few weeks ago. And so now I do actually have an overdue book because I haven't been able to get into the building as often as I normally do. And I'm like, oh God, oh my gosh, I have an overdue book. Oh, what am I going to do? Pretty soon I'm going to say, Stephanie, you need to come pick up this book and bring it back to the library for me.
I will. As a librarian, I feel like we need to be able to look at society and their needs and then adjust ourselves a little bit to them. What a library was, you know, 20 years ago is not what a library is now. We've developed a little bit more into being a community center, like for people to have events, and, you know, we have events or they rent our space for events. And we're in, you know, it's not just about come in, pick out a book and leave, or come in, read a book and leave. It's come in and learn of your kids can do a science experiment. You can take, there's a make and take where you can do crafts. The adults are meeting for book clubs upstairs while the teens are, you know, creating like a 90-second Newbery movie. Like, they're, it's not just about the collection anymore. It's about the people in the community coming into our building and spending time with us and meeting each other too, which we didn't get to do during the pandemic. So then you have to find other ways to reach it, like social media.
Yeah. And then also with TikTok, that's actually been, I think, one of the great things is, again, tying back to funny, we have had a lot of comments that are like, you're being too noisy in the library. Shh. And I'm like, you know, that's not who we are anymore. That's not what it is. And the fact that you think that's what it still is means you need to come give us a visit. Come see us at the library. Come learn what we offer now, because we are not the, I always love the librarian in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, just stamping books very loudly. That's just not who we are anymore. And so I love that through TikTok, we are reaching people who, even if they're not in our community, might say, you know what, I think I'm going to run over to my library. I had no idea they did this. You know, I think that your library, Jessica, does a library of things.
Yes, we do. Oh,
so people don't, yeah, people don't recognize that. And actually, you know, last year, right before the pandemic, I actually introduced a board game collection to our library. And people are like, wait, I don't have to just buy this really expensive board game. I can just take it home and try it with my family. And I'm like, yeah. And that kind of ties to my best friend, the same one who lost the Jane Eyre book. She and her husband came to visit me at the library once, and I'll never forget it. her husband looked at me and went, Kate, the library, it has stuff. And I said, well, yeah, of course it has stuff. We've always had stuff. And he goes, but I can take out a video game. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. I work here. I actually run that collection. It's one of my collections, or cake pans in our basement. Like you're saying, the library of things, people can borrow things. And it's so different than what it used to be. And it's so exciting to get to be a librarian right now on these kind of changes. And as you said, with the entire idea that we are always going to make adjustments to make ourselves as marketable and friendly to the community as we can be.
So tips for libraries that would like to get involved with TikTok and some favorite library accounts that you follow for our listeners.
Tips, as far as tips, this is what we do, and it see if it works for you. Once we, figured out we liked that monthly posting, we like having a theme. You might not want to do that, but we do. A theme or a series. Something that you feel like you can do more than one thing on. Like I said, Library Facts is going to volume 10 this week, and volume 11 is already filmed and put together. So if there's a series, use for Jessica's library, use your library of things. Showcase what you have. Post as often as your time will allow you. If you can only do one every few days, that's what you can do. If you can post once a day, twice a day, as much as your time allows, because it does take time to make these videos. We do once to twice a day. And keep it short. The shorter it is, the more likely it is that people watch the video all the way through. And that's how it ups your views. The more people that watch it all the way to the end, the more likely it is to wind up on a For You page for other watchers. Comment, make sure you can see if you can get your followers to comment, like the post, share the post, save the post. That also builds your numbers.
Additionally, with keeping it short, give them a little tease of what they could see. And then hopefully they're going to scroll to see the other. Like, also, I really feel strongly about our library facts. I actually number them on there right there. It says Library Facts Volume 10, so that my viewer knows, oh, wait, I can see 9 more of these. And hopefully that means they're going to go back through your collection and maybe fall in love with something else that you did.
What about shooting? Do you tend to shoot in app? I know that you use other programs to help you edit.
That's a personal preference. I like to use the app because I like to use the sounds, and I find it hard. I don't know how to use the sounds outside of app, but I like to use the app for editing. I'm working on getting better at it. I just learned from a lady that does tutorials how to do stop motion, so I'm really excited to learn how to do that in TikTok. That being said, Miss Kate does not like to shoot in app Kate likes to edit afterwards.
Yeah, I prefer up to this point. This month we did it all in app, but up to now I do a lot. Like when we do Library Facts, we just do a bunch in my phone, and then I use a separate app to. I actually use my laptop using a free program called Shotcut that I love. I've gotten really proficient at using that to put everything together. So it really comes down to something we love in libraries. Redundancy. Have there be 4 different ways to do one thing and find the way that works for you. And it's okay. Just run with it. When you find the thing that works for you, don't ever listen to anybody who tells you have to do it a specific way, because that's just going to make you frustrated and that's going to make you not want to do it. And it's not going to be fun. And this should, yes, it's part of our job, it's work, but it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to feel like there was one day when we were filming Library Facts that we were like, we're just not funny today. We don't feel funny. So give yourself some grace and some kindness. And again, also just be willing to be silly on the internet, make people laugh. And as you asked actually about some of our favorite accounts.
I like 24 Hour Library. I like Grand Prairie Public Library. She does a lot of great stuff. They do a lot of great stuff. And they talk a lot about their community, about the homeless in their community, or if someone's sleeping in the library, what the librarians do. So it's not just about the books, it's about their community. And they just started, I think, a little pantry in the shelves, like in the stacks. So like people don't have to feel nervous that somebody's watching them if they use that like a free pantry. So I love that. So I like that one. Who are the lovely librarians in England that we watch? The Lowestoft Library, Lowestoft Library.
Awesome.
And I love them. And
I like Miss Terry in the library a lot. She's great.
No,
I have a personal new favorite account for libraries, and that's the Syosset Library.
What?
Just got myself a copy of Richard Osman's new book.
Oh, right.
Because a certain librarian told me it was her favorite. And I actually love Richard Osman because I love British game shows, and he's a host on a British game show. So when I saw the Syosset Library share this book title, I said, wait, is that my Richard Osman? Is that my Richard Osman from Pointless? So I just bought a copy and I'm hoping to read that pretty soon.
Yeah, that librarian's a little nuts and apparently will hunt people down if you don't.
You know what? I love a librarian who wants to make friends with other librarians. So I'm really enjoying your content. It's been great.
I like the Solano County Library. I like the Gowanda Free Library. I think she's wonderful.
Who's the library? It's like a children's librarian versus the director, but they use Rugrats, like Rugrats.
That sound is going around so much right now.
Yeah, that's very funny too.
Then there's DHCLS Youth. So it's the Dothan Houston County Library System. I love them. They're really fun. I have actually seen some libraries do their own version of Library Facts, which I've found very amusing.
Thrilled by. I like the Nerdist Librarian.
There's so many, and there's more library accounts popping up
every day,
all the time, which I love.
And one of the great things I think about TikTok is you get a little pop-up of saying like new accounts that you might want to follow. And if it's got library in it and we're on our library account, I follow them all. Again, like we said a little bit earlier, the best thing about library is support. We want to support each other. We want to see the great things that we're doing. One I actually reached out to because they used one of our sounds for their summer reading. They were showing off their summer reading shirts, and they used my put a finger down sound in a completely different way because they used it to introduce their summer reading shirts. And I reached out to them and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited that you did this. And they were like, we loved your sound. We knew we wanted to do this. So thank you. So I love that we have our personal communities, but our library community is global.
I just want to find the one that Kate mentioned earlier that does all of the really great book recommendations. I know she's in New York. I know it starts with the letter C. Oh, here it is. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm going to spell it. COMSEWOGUE. It's a Long Island library.
Oh, Comswog. She's great. Comswog. And they have a guinea pig, right? Is that the one with the guinea pig?
They have a guinea pig.
Yes. She's amazing.
She's great.
She gives the best recommendations. Yeah. So for libraries, those are some of our favorite accounts. And I'm not going to lie, I like our own account pretty well too. PT libraries.
So this was awesome. I hope everybody listening is either inspired as a library to start a TikTok account or just jump on more audiovisual stuff, because this is a great resource and it's free to connect to your community and just to the network of libraries in general and see what other people are doing. So where can everybody find you?
Our account is, we're Tredyffrin Township Libraries, so it's at TT Libraries on TikTok. The two libraries have their own Instagrams, so Paoli Library and Treddy Library, and we have our own Facebook pages as well, and then our Tredyffrin Township Libraries YouTube page.
Awesome. So once again, this was Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast. Our guests today were
Kate Shaw
and Stephanie Bragg.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.